This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringlese Daily. Welcome back. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Hello, hello, good morning, and welcome back to the newest edition of Bringlese Daily. Guys, I hope your week is going well so far, and we are going to begin today's episode with a translation challenge. But first, happy May. It's a brand new month. Today's Wednesday, May 1st, 2024. And today's sentence is, Non sai mai se l'arte ti sputerà addosso. I know. It sounds like a weird, random sentence. It will make more sense later. How would you say, Non sai mai se l'arte ti sputerà addosso in English? Think about it. I'll explain this sentence at the end of today's episode. But now it's time to begin today's one big thing. So let me start by asking, have any of you ever been to Chicago? It is a beautiful American city. If I'm not wrong, it's the third most popular city after New York City and Los Angeles. I've been to Chicago at least two times, possibly three. I can't fully remember. But what I know about Chicago is that I really like it. There is a river that goes through the city. There's a very inspiring urban feel with, yes, they have public transportation and it's very nice. They have many tall, beautiful skyscrapers. They have culture, which is something that I really appreciate. And speaking of culture, in Chicago, there is a park. It's called Chicago's Millennium Park. It's right in the heart of the city. And in this park, there is a special kind of artwork. It's called a video sculpture. And some of you might be laughing because another word for a video sculpture is just a screen, right? So let's not laugh because this art has been very popular. It's even been controversial, but it's basically a rectangular, vertical, not too big. It's only 15 meters tall. It's a building. And the screen of the building often displays different faces. Women, men, girls, boys. And the funny thing about this piece of art is that it's also a water fountain. So water is coming out of it. And of course, when you put the face with the fountain, it looks like someone is spitting on you. So yes, in this case, art is spitting on you. I'm sure you guys have seen fountains depicted like that many times. The classic old Renaissance fountain with a little boy peeing, and it looks like he's peeing the water. This is definitely similar, but instead of peeing, it looks like the face is spitting water onto the passers, onto the people below. So the name of this sculpture is the Crown Fountain, and it's actually not designed by an American. It's a Spanish designer. I don't know how to pronounce his name, but Jaume Plensa. He is the original designer of this Chicago piece of art. And guys, as I mentioned, this art was by no means beloved originally in Chicago. There was a lot of negative feedback. People thought it was inappropriate. People thought It was bad taste. It wasn't classy. It wasn't elegant artwork. So it definitely had a rocky start. However, and maybe thanks to that rocky start, now the Crown Fountain has become very popular, and it's kind of a recognizable part of Chicago pop culture. You often see people coming there to take photographs. It's also a common meeting place. Hey guys, let's meet at the Crown Fountain. So it's a well-known place. And one of the coolest parts about it is it's part of what people call universal design. So art that has universal design means it's accessible to anyone at any time. You don't need to put it into a museum. There's no ticket you need to buy to see it. It's just out in the public. It's friendly to all types of people. There's no age group. There's no race. The screen can change, and it does. It shows people of all ages, of all backgrounds. So it's very inclusive in that sense. And that also contributes to its popularity. I mean, just imagine a hot summer day. Chicago's not the hottest city, but in the summer, it gets pretty hot. You're walking by, you're in the park, enjoying the day. You want to cool off, so you go down under the fountain, and the fountain spits on you, a little bit of fresh water on your body or your face. So what do you guys think about this kind of art, in quotations? Is this art? Is it something else? Do you guys approve? I don't think you would ever see something like this in an Italian city. Italian cities are very classy, probably more elegant. I'm not sure you would find something like this in an Italian city, but in Chicago, you can find it. It's right there. And so now, guys, let's switch over to today's question of the day. Because today's question of the day is, what do you appreciate about public spaces? And this is a topic that I could talk even more about. The way the government designs a city is very important. And today's question is, what do you appreciate about public spaces? You know, in America, in the United States, but also most of Canada, one major thing lacking is public spaces. Spaces where you can just exist in public without being a consumer in a shop or without being a driver in a car. You can just be relaxing on a bench, or you can be walking through the city, or you can be sitting on some stairs with your friends enjoying a Coca-Cola or a drink. These places are very common in Europe. They're called squares or public squares, you know, piazze. And we do not have many public squares in the United States, especially not in suburban areas. Sometimes, still pretty rare, you can find some squares in cities, but outside of cities, you'll almost never find them, which is very unfortunate because it contributes to the American car dependency. So if the question is, what do you appreciate about public spaces? Well, I appreciate when public spaces are designed for the public. They're places where you can go or you can just be with no rush, with nothing specifically to do. You're just outside and you're enjoying the area. It could be a walkable street. It could be a park. It could be a public square. Anywhere that was designed to encourage people to come here and relax here. You're not working. You're not necessarily going anywhere. You're just outside enjoying your day, and you can do that right here. Those are the public spaces that I appreciate. I find that in Europe, there are so many of them, whereas in the United States, they are truly lacking. And that's unfortunate, but it is what it is. I cannot change the urban design of cities. I do not have that power. I'm just an English teacher. And what do you guys think about that? Have you ever really considered that? Do you appreciate open public spaces like I do? Let me know. And I think now is the perfect time to finish today's episode with the answer to the translation challenge. Let me remind you that the sentence was, "Non sai mai se l'arte ti sputerà addosso." By the way, if you guys like improving your listening skills with me, I'd like to remind you that you can improve your grammar skills, your speaking skills, your vocabulary. We even have the premium version of this podcast in my academy. You can check it out at bringlese.com. And now to say, "Non sai mai se l'arte ti sputerà addosso," in English, I would say, you never know if the art will spit on you. You never know if the art will spit on you. Non sai mai. You never know. Se l'arte, if the art, even without the, is good as well, if art. And sputare, we say to spit. You probably heard me say that during today's episode. Addosso is maybe the most difficult part of the sentence. We say spit on you. Su te. So if I read this sentence quickly, it's, you never know if the art will spit on you. And that is today's translation challenge. So guys, that is the end of Wednesday's episode. And as you know, tomorrow and Friday, we're going to be speaking a little bit more quickly. So please join me in about 24 hours because I have an advanced episode for you. And I'm looking forward to that. All right. As always, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. I hope we're improving day after day. And guys, I'll talk to you very, very soon. Peace.